This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Author Christopher Reich is a master of what's called the financial thriller. The economy, the financial markets, these themselves are important characters. Reich's newest book is The Prince of Risk. Its main character is Bobby Astor, a successful hedge fund manager who's the son of the chief executive of the New York Stock Exchange. Astor has placed a $1 billion bet on the value of China's currency when he gets some startling news. His dad has died, and so has the Treasury Secretary and the chairman of the Fed after a secret meeting in Washington. Christopher Reich, the author of The Prince of Risk, joins us from San Diego. Hey, Christopher.
Hello, David.
I want to start by, I'm somebody who covers this stuff regularly, has to report on the Federal Reserve, and I got to tell you that I'm always aware that something like PMI or GDP, this is stuff that's not always the most exciting thing to listeners, but here there's a lot of intrigue.
Well, I think that what has to do with the economy goes far beyond just those dry statistical numbers. And here in The Prince of Risk, we're dealing with a threat to the very financial underpinnings of the United States economy.
Your main character is Bobby Astor. He's a guy who runs a big hedge fund, number of funds, actually. And the pressure's really on him. Maybe you can just describe what he's trying to do.
Well, first of all, I love this world of stratospheric high finance where, bets are not for millions but for billions of dollars. And so much can hang in the balance on one decision on which way the market will turn. In The Prince of Risk, Bobby Astor, who's this kind of hedge fund supremo based on so many of these big personalities we read about, he has made a bet on the Chinese yuan, the Chinese currency, and he thinks the yuan will depreciate in value, which is against what everyone else thinks. So he's taking the contrarian view.
And this is not a job for the faint of heart. There's a lot of stress here.
That's what's so exciting about it is, and I think that's what turns on these hedge fund managers, is they're sitting there putting, billion-dollar bets down on the market and seeing if they are correct or not, and everything hangs in the balance.
You, as I understand, started out in finance, and as you were writing this book, I imagine you talked to a bunch of people in this field. How much has the business of finance changed?
When I first got my MBA and became a stockbroker and then worked in mergers and acquisitions, most of the trading was done large portion by the simple consumer. Now it's really dominated, and I'm talking about trading on the New York Stock Exchange, the NASDAQ, and exchanges all over the world by hedge funds, private equity firms, and institutional investors. Us simple consumers who have 100 or 200 shares of IBM, we're kind of on the side really just having to watch without much influence on which way the market's going to go.
There are all these variables at play in your book, things that could affect this one trade that Bobby Astor has made. And one of them is a plan for a terrorist attack that's kind of modeled off of one that happened in India just a couple of years ago. Just talk about how something like that can really affect the markets.
I was really concerned or interested in this shoot and scoot attack, which took place in Mumbai about 5 years ago, where 15 attackers, hardly trained at all, with machine guns, poor cell phones, went in, landed by boat, and basically paralyzed a 16-million-person city, the city of Mumbai, brought it to an economic standstill for 3 days, and sadly killed about 200 people, burned down a hotel. But it took only 16 people to wreak untold billions of dollars of economic havoc. And I explored this and say, how could this happen in a city like New York? I grew up reading the classics, Robert Ludlum, Frederick Forsyth, Tom Clancy, and they always ask what might happen in certain situations. And The Prince of Risk is looking at what might happen if a foreign government, through investments in our financial system, in private equity firms and hedge funds, was able to manipulate events to their advantage. And it's very, very scary. We are very vulnerable.
Christopher Reich's new book is called The Prince of Risk. Christopher, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, David.